CountyBank.com.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Heat in the Northeast, wildfires in the West, a tropical storm in the Gulf. Welcome to the first day of summer. Boston setting a new record yesterday, 98 degrees. The fire burning near Ruidoso, New Mexico has claimed two lives so far and forced the entire town to flee. And tropical storm Alberto is expected to make landfall soon in Mexico. Some big Supreme Court cases are still outstanding.
With just a week left in its scheduled term, the Supreme Court has yet to issue opinions in key cases involving a city's power to control homeless encampments, government's ability to prohibit gun ownership by domestic abusers, whether the Biden White House applied too much pressure on social media companies to remove posts, and whether Donald Trump enjoys absolute immunity for his official acts as president. There's no way to know when any of these cases will come down. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A new bill in Louisiana now requires every public school classroom from kindergarten through college to display a copy of the Ten Commandments. This is ABC News. A year after a law was passed to protect pregnant workers, some experts say enforcing it has become a problem. ABC's Daria Albinger has the story.
It's been a year since the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act was signed into law. It was intended to provide reasonable accommodation to a qualified employee's known limitations related to, affected by, or arising out of pregnancy or childbirth, unless the accommodation would cause an employer undue hardship. The legal organization, A Better Balance, says many employers don't know about it or misunderstand the scope of the act. Others simply refuse to comply. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And a French swimmer making his country's Olympic team and then putting those dreams in danger all in a matter of seconds. After Raphael Fente-Demirs qualified in the 100-meter freestyle, he was so happy he celebrated by slapping the water so hard that he dislocated his own left shoulder. Now it's unclear whether he'll heal in time for the games. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO. A look at sports today is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. First of all, starter Freddie Peralta shut out the Angels for 6 innings. Then the bullpen kept the Angels off the scoreboard for 3 more in a 2-0 Brewer win last night. It was a big victory for the Brewers, who took the series, and then will open up tonight in San Diego with Bryce Wilson getting the start. Atlanta was a winner over Detroit, 7-0. Texas 5-3 over the Mets. In the American League, Cleveland 8, Seattle 0. Boston 7, Toronto 3. Houston 4-1 over the White Sox. Baltimore 7, the Yankees 6. Tampa Bay 3-2 over Minnesota. Oakland 5, Kansas City 1. In the National League, Pittsburgh 1-0 over Cincinnati, Miami 4, St. Louis 3, San Diego 5-2 over Philadelphia, the Cubs 6, San Francisco 5, Washington 3-1 over Arizona, Colorado 7-6 over the Dodgers. Indiana won in the WNBA last night, 88-81, the final score. And the Packers have released Jack Podlinski to get their kicking competition down to 2. His exit leaves incumbent Anders Carlson and former Viking kicker Greg Joseph as the only 2 kickers on Green Bay's roster.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is turning 100, and we hope you'll celebrate with us. We'll sponsor 3 free admission days this summer, 1 each month, at the Woodman Aquatic Center. We'll also host a centennial celebration on Sunday, September 15th, including a free 5K run, walk, music, games, food, refreshments, and cake. For more details, visit our events page at richlandhospital.com. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, celebrating 100 years.
A high of 75 today with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Northeast to east winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, patchy fog, a 40% chance of scattered showers, a low of 63. Friday, a few breaks of sun, warmer and muggy, and 82. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. This morning, 0.02 inches of rain has been recorded here at the studios in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. Now we're getting a little bit of sunshine. 63 is the current reading and the overnight low. Today is Thursday, June 20th.
She ain't a peach you ought to be picking. She ain't the cup of tea you ought to be sipping. She treats you like you're broke, like you need fixing. You ain't getting nothing back for all that you're giving. If you're good with who you kiss and say lovey, but I can show you what you're missing. Yeah, boy, I can be the whiskey in your soda, the lime to your Corona, shotgun in your Tacoma, the Audrey to your Hank. She's got a little style.
That's Haley Witters on WRCO, Everything She Ain't. Well, let's see. Oh, the sunshine outside my window lasted about 5 minutes. Now it's kind of back to under a cloud again. That's kind of the way it's gone, that's for sure. A little rain off and on yesterday, just 0.17 of an inch of precipitation, but it felt comfortable. We had a chance to attend the Richland Area Farmers Market late yesterday, and it was a little bit, you know, kind of on the rainy side, but very comfortable, that's for sure, walking around and checking out all the sights and some of the good treats there, and flowers and whatnot. We have some summer songs this morning to play as well, as summer officially comes in later today. Feeling that summer wind, this is the Desert Rose Band.
She sighs right by the window. She waits, she hears the wind blow, taking all she has, and she knows it's a cold summer wind. No, it's not the first time. Her heart feels like the last time.
What I've been through, all I've done for you. Can't you that lately there ain't no escaping, that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today, the tears ain't gonna hit the floor, 'cause the boat's in the bay and it's calling my name. So I'm headed on out the door, 'cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, the air's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away and save it for a rainy day. Face. I was stuck in a habit of wondering what happened, too busy taking all the blame. But a dream or two is a foolproof remedy. It's a beautiful world with a beautiful girl, kind of making eyes at me. 'Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak, tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. There'll be plenty of time for what ifs and whys and how to let you get away. But the lying in bed all stuck in my head is just gonna have to wait. 'Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about. You gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day.
Kenny Chesney on WRCO Country and Community. We've got a lot of days that we've had rainy days. So, you know, maybe you don't have anything to save anymore. You've already used it up. I don't know. Anyway, coming up this weekend, the Boaz Lions Club will host an open house for the Mastodon Building Saturday at 1 in Boaz Park, and the public is welcome to attend. And the Pine Valley Community Village drive-through chicken barbecue will be held Sunday from 11 until 1 or until sold out. Cost of a chicken meal, $13, and a hot dog meal, $5. Let Pine Valley staff know if you would like to have your meal with a resident as well during Sunday's event.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Looking for a great part-time or introductory job? Join the House on the Rock Resort Hotel team. They have exciting housekeeping positions open, public area housekeeping, multiple hotel room cleaning positions, second shift house person. Enjoy on-the-job training and fun perks. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Don't miss out. Join them today.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Lisa from the Bag Center, conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, offering 30-inch bale wraps starting at $89 a roll, bunker covers in various sizes, as well as Clerk egg bags. Also carrying Blue All Milk 2020 Non-Med with Biomoss Milk Replacer, as long as supplies last, $55 a bag. Conveniently located next to ET Foods at 32003 Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
The Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of summer clothes. The top to bottom to toe sale begins June 19th to the 22nd, all bottoms and swimwear 50% off, and June 26th to the 29th, all dresses, suit coats, and shoes 50% off. Come and shop with them and help support your local community. Donations are appreciated and accepted during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 through 4. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street. See you there.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Well, a note said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, "You did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey." Oh, how fast can I? Started to laugh. She said, "I might see you in this old bucket of rust," and said, "Good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates. Chaser clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plays candy apple red rodeo. Yeah.
Colin Ray and that Little Red Rodeo on WRCO. It was a nice win for the Brew Crew last night. The pitching has been pretty solid, that's for sure. The bats, well, just enough last night again in a 2-0 win. Details coming up in sports today.
I remember when we first met, you were in a sundress, we were only 17. Looking past my shoulder as you were walking over, didn't think that you were looking at me. We were just kids, spinning the bottle and hoping we'd kiss. Remember when we first met, you were in a sundress, summertime at 17. Singing, ooh, 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 playing Never Have I Ever, and we will drink another. Singing, ooh, 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 never had I ever thought that we would be together. Driving back to your hometown, where we used to joke about settling down. I want a double day to stay the night, play the game we used to play. Never have I ever thought I would get somebody like you. You, you and I get drunk, whiskey all night long, bottle with a fake ID. You know when you're so young, always trying to get some, you just laugh at me. Yeah, we doubled down when we had no money. Looking back now, girl, it seems kind of funny. We used to get so drunk, drinking all night long. Damn, we made some memories. Now we're driving back to your hometown, where we used to joke about settling down. I want a double dare you to stay the night, play the game we used to play one more time. Never have I ever thought I would ever feel the way that I do. Never have I ever thought I would get somebody like you. Singing, ooh, 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 never had I ever thought we would be together. Driving back to your hometown, where we used to joke about settling down. I want a double day to stay the night, play the game we used to play one more time. Never have I ever thought I would ever feel the way that I do. Never have I ever thought I would get somebody like you.
Brett Kissel on WRCO Country and Community. 64 degrees in Richland Center on a Thursday. Here's a sad story song from Roy Clark.
I've made a small fortune and you've squandered it all. You shame me till I feel about 1 inch tall. But I thought I loved you, and I hoped you would change. So I gritted my teeth and didn't complain. Now you come to me with a simple goodbye. You tell me you're leaving, but you don't tell me why. Now we're here at the station, and you're getting on. And all I can think of is, thank God in Greyhound you're gone. Thank God in Greyhound. I could go on watching you take the respect out of me, watching you make a total wreck out of me. That big diesel motor is playing my song.
light. Put the black smoke rolling up around the taillights. It may sound kind of cruel, but I've been silent too long. Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone. Thank God and Greyhound, you're gone.
Roy Clark on WRCO Radio. Thank God and Greyhound. It is 64 degrees in Richland Center on a Thursday morning, June 20th. A news, weather, and sports update is coming up next.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village drive-thru chicken barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-thru convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is time for a news update sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Also, today's forecast calls for a high of 75 with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm. We've had a little light rain early on this morning. And right now it is 75 degrees.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Wisconsin has already surpassed its total tornado count from last year. The latest confirmed twister happened Monday morning in Colby, where an EF0 tornado touched down. The number of tornadoes in the state in 2024 is now at 24. The 23 total of 21 was surpassed last month, and the current total has overtaken Wisconsin's annual average of 23 tornadoes within a calendar year. National Weather Service data shows the year with the greatest number of tornadoes in the state was 2005, when 62 were confirmed. Whether or not Joe Gao will be allowed to resume teaching at UW-La Crosse is the subject of a two-day public hearing. Wednesday's session featured back and forth between Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan and Gao, who was dismissed from his chancellor position last year after he and his wife posted porn videos online. She said she's concerned that Gao doesn't seem to understand that his behavior was problematic. Gao said Morgan can't show that it hurt enrollment or fundraising. Morgan says she's had donors say they will never give another penny to UWL if Gao is teaching. He is accused of unethical and potentially illegal conduct, mostly related to his time as chancellor, but the hearing focuses on his fitness to teach. Two people were injured in an apparent explosion in downtown Madison. The incident happened just before 8 o'clock Wednesday, two blocks west of the Capitol. 911 callers reported smoke coming from manhole covers in the area. Responding firefighters found several of the covers lifted up by the explosion. Two construction workers at a nearby site suffered non-life-threatening burns and were taken to a hospital. Both the fire department and Madison Gas and Electric continue the investigation. A man who injured dozens of people in a 2022 boating crash in Oshkosh has been convicted. A Winnebago County jury found 53-year-old Jason Lindemann guilty on 14 of 15 counts, including two felony charges of recklessly endangering safety and 11 counts of failing to provide aid after a crash. Lindemann crashed his powerboat into the side of a paddle wheel boat on the Fox River July of 2022 and fled the scene, despite pleas from passengers on his boat to go help people. Lindemann had been drinking while at the helm. He'll be sentenced in August. Madison property owners may see a first-ever property tax referendum on the ballot in November. The deadline for alders to make a decision is August 6th. Madison has never put such a referendum on the ballot before, but now the city is facing dire budget news, with the most recent estimate showing a $22 million gap in the city's operating budget for next year. That's not good, but not as bad as an earlier estimate of $27 million. That said, this week, Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway asked city department heads to draft operating budgets with 5% cuts. We've hit the middle of June Dairy Month in Wisconsin, but there are still some dairy breakfasts that you can enjoy. The Vernon County Dairy Breakfast will be held this Saturday at the Goad Acres LLC on Wire Hollow Road in rural Viroqua. Enjoy pancakes, eggs, sausage, or steak. Summer officially arrives this afternoon at 3:51. You're invited to celebrate at Frank's Hill to observe the setting sun on the summer solstice, which marks the most daylight between sunrise and sunset in the calendar year. Weather permitting, the Three Eagles Foundation will provide a guided tour and a campfire for sharing stories this evening. You are encouraged to arrive by 7:30 to have time to walk around the mounds and should be there by 8 o'clock to enjoy the sunset. Bring your own chairs or blankets, insect repellent, food, and beverages. Also, feel free to bring a telescope or good set of binoculars for stargazing following the sunset and a camera. Frank's Hill is located outside of Muscadet on Highway 193. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road, a short distance from Highway 60, and walk to the top of the hill. Wisconsin is getting about $16 million in a nationwide settlement with Johnson & Johnson over harmful baby powder. State prosecutors around the country say the company knew the talc in its baby powder could cause cancer. Attorney General Josh Call did not say exactly how the money will be used. A historic Madison bar is but a memory. The Silver Dollar Tavern in downtown Madison was torn down this week. The bar was in business for over 90 years. The building was purchased earlier this year by Hovde Properties for a future development project. Some pieces from the Silver Dollar will be on display next door at Wisconsin's new History Center, which is set to open to the public in 2027. Area residents rolled up their sleeves on Tuesday to give the gift of life. 70 units of blood were collected at the Muscadet Community Blood Drive, including 12 double red cell donations. Organizers would like to thank registration volunteers Tobiah Frazier, along with Kennedy Cooey, Kate Frazier, and Jackie Schmidtick. And St. Peter's Church served refreshments and provided homemade baked goods. The next Muscadet Community Blood Drive will be held Tuesday, August 27th, from 11:30 until 5:30. An evening with the Cranes will be held Saturday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. You can enjoy food and refreshments while meeting local and regional staff and, of course, cranes. Tickets priced at $100 for members and $120 for non-members can be purchased online at savingcranes.org. Then click on the Visit tab and then the events.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 75 with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm once again. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a patchy fog, a 40% chance of scattered showers and a low of 63. Friday features a few breaks of sun, warmer and muggy, scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 82 degrees. Right now in Richland Center, cloudy skies. We did have some sun featured just a little bit ago, and it was foggy to start the morning out. Yesterday's high, 83. We did pick up 17 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. This morning, the air is calm and the barometer is steady at 30.29, and also a couple of one-hundredths of an inch of rain fell early this morning. We're up one from the overnight low temperature. It is 64 degrees.
Don't let your logic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the local and area baseball schedule for tonight and details on a Brewer win.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Hometown baseball games tonight in the area. Sauk Prairie is at Dodgeville and Reedsburg at Mazamani. Wisconsin Dells at Cazenovia, which we'll have on the radio this evening. Caz General Manager Nick Stittleberg talked about the Reds' opponent.
It struggled a little bit like us, kind of getting the run across when they need to, so they've had a lot of low-scoring, close games. But I believe they're probably sitting around 500 in the Thursday night league, so they're not the best on the top, but they're definitely not a pushover either. So it should be a good game for us.
Pre-game time around 7:15 tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, live from Cass. The Simon Sharks hosted their first home meet of the season on Wednesday night against Lancaster and Bosquel. Bosquel won with 435. The Sharks claimed second with 389, and Lancaster finished third with 311. Connor Hying led the way for the Sharks by winning first place in the butterfly, breaststroke, and the 200 individual medley. In addition to Hying, Kalen Burns, Levi Fretz, Pearl Fretz, Malachi Fretz, Claire Hying, Brooklyn Worthington, Ronan Ringelstetter, Cameron Keene, Clancy Hying, and Morgan Worthington all earned individual first place honors last night. The WIAA Board of Control decided against advancing a proposal to add shot clocks to high school basketball yesterday. The vote was 6-4 against adding the shot clocks. The proposal would have allowed the use of a shot clock in non-conference games with mutual agreement in 25-26 and full implementation in 26-27. The WIAA previously attempted to implement the clock in 2017, but it was quickly rescinded after schools, particularly smaller and rural schools, argued against the move due to costs and staffing. A vote in favor of the proposal would have moved it along to the WIAA annual meeting next spring, where schools could directly vote on the measure. Starter Freddy Peralta shut out the Angels for six innings. Then the bullpen kept the Angels off the scoreboard for three more in a 2-0 win Wednesday night. Trevor Miguel with his 15th save as the Brewers took the series and moved a season-high 14 games over 500. A double by Christian Yelich was the only extra base hit in the pitching-dominated contest. Yelich also stole a base in the eighth inning that allowed him to score an insurance run on a single by Willy Adames. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent. When his windup and delivery are consistent, his pace is consistent. He doesn't let the outcome of the pitch or the play affect him. And, you know, he carries all that on him. You know, he expects this. He expects six shutout every time, and that's hard.
Elsewhere in baseball, it was Texas 5-3 over the Mets, Atlanta 7-0 over Detroit. In the American League, Cleveland 8, Seattle 0, Boston 7, Toronto 3, Houston 4-1 over the White Sox, Baltimore 7, Yankees 6, Tampa Bay 3-2 over Minnesota, Oakland 5, Kansas City 1. In the National League, Pittsburgh 1, Cincinnati 0, Miami 4-3 over St. Louis, San Diego 5, Philadelphia 2, the Cubs 1 over San Francisco 6-5, Washington 3, Arizona 1, Colorado 7-6 over the Dodgers. Elsewhere, Wisconsin men's and women's hockey teams will be part of the Winter Classic to be played at Wrigley Field. The Badgers and Ohio State Buckeyes will be two of the teams playing on a field built on the turf where the Cubs play their home games. The Big Ten Conference hasn't announced details yet. The women's teams from Wisconsin and Ohio State have met in the national championship game, ending the last two seasons with each winning once. The games are expected to be held in January, but that's not officially been confirmed. That's an update on sports for this Thursday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no-obligation, free one-week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCL.
Strapped on my holster low across my hips, with two Colt 45s with white plastic grips. And I'd head west through our neighborhood, and they'd say, here comes young Billy, and he's up to no good. I rode a trail through the neighbor's backyard, shooting the bad guys through my handlebars. Known for my bravery both far and near, being late for supper was my only fear. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that I don't know whose side to be on. There's such a thin line between right and wrong. I live and learn, do the best I can. There's only so much you can do as a man. I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he must have.
have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid. I miss Billy the Kid. The times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. Lord, I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.
Billy Dean on WRCO and Billy the Kid. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Keep listening for your chance to win and qualify. I think Lady Bell's a little bit late. She might be in the back pasture. We'll see, but she might be in to give you a chance to win some June dairy products later on today. Here's Tim McGraw. Now, little on Watching the Wind Blow By. Cloudy skies again here at WRCO Studios. Possibly a shower or thunderstorm. Reports of some rain in the Madison area by some of our commuters today.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Cowessin Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cowessin Terminal off Highway 14.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere. They are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Come join Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric for Customer Appreciation Day this Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy Milwaukee Tool Day sale, spend $250 or more, and you will be entered to win exciting prizes like grill bundles, tools, and a Gerber toilet. Plus, the Richland Center High School Class of 2025 will be serving up delicious hot dogs. Don't miss out on the fun and great deals. Join them this Friday at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. See you there.
The Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of summer clothes. The top-to-bottom-to-toe sale begins June 19th to the 22nd. All bottoms and swimwear, 50% off. And June 26th to the 29th, all dresses, suit coats, and shoes, 50% off. Come and shop with them and help support your local community. Donations are appreciated and accepted during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 through 4. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
Coming up at 7, we have an update on WRCO News and more regular features along the way. Having some fun with Pullover Street today.
Well, the guys that I work with, they work real hard and they like to have a good time. At the end of the day, it's a time to play and they like to go and unwind. Well, they make a lot of jokes and they laugh and they poke fun at me cause I don't stay long. And they can't understand why a married man is in a hurry to ever go home. Well, I just tell them that all the fun that I'm never gonna need, I got a wedding at home for me. likes to dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. Darling, never any dull minutes around here. Something always a going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. To be a fool and a sucker for a high time, any time, night or day. I had around the clock smile, just caught me and I would be readily on my way. But to tell you the truth, I was lonesome and blue, praying for a little light in my life. And then a miracle came and everything changed, and I made that little woman my wife. Let me tell you that all the fun that I'm never gonna need, I got a wedding at home for me. Yeah, she likes to dance and she loves romance and she throws a great party. No, there never any dull minutes around here. Something always going on. All the fun that a man could want, I got waiting for me at home. We got two little kids calling me daddy, running all over the house. When they finally go to sleep, their mama and me cuddle and we snuggle and we party on the couch.